The newest Ken Burns documentary on PBS is entitled simply Jackie Robinson. It's an in-depth look at the life and times of the Brooklyn Dodgers star who was central to the integration of Major League Baseball in 1947. The program airs tonight and tomorrow night at 9 here on WKAR-TV. Here is filmmaker Ken Burns with a preview.
Jackie is the original civil rights pioneer. When Jackie broke the color line in baseball in 1947, Martin Luther King was a junior at Morehouse College. Harry S. Truman had not integrated the military. The Supreme Court had not ruled in Brown versus Board of Education that segregation was illegal. And Rosa Parks hadn't refused to give up her seat on the bus, as Jackie had done more than a decade before her in 1944, for which he got court-martialed at Fort Hood and won. Let me just quote Martin Luther King. Jackie Robinson was a sit-inner before sit-ins and a freedom rider before freedom rides. And that says it all. A lot of us talk a good talk. He actually walked the walk. He got up every day and tried to make things better. He said that we're only measured by the differences we make in the lives of other people.
Again, that's filmmaker Ken Burns. His documentary, Jackie Robinson, airs tonight and tomorrow night at 9 on WKAR-TV. Now, WKAR current sports host Al Martin also explores the impact Jackie Robinson had on an edition of Current Sports on the radio here on WKAR. This is coming up today, Al?
It's actually a two-part series. Part one will air tonight on WKAR-TV, part two tomorrow. And on Current Sports Radio, we have the pleasure of welcoming actually Bob Kendrick, who is the president of the Negro League Baseball Museum out in Kansas City, Missouri. He's going to break down what exactly Jackie meant, not just to the sports world, as you just heard in that piece from Ken Burns there, Mark, just what he meant to society in general. So it should be a great time and a great chat with Bob.
There's an interesting spread in today's USA Today. Jackie Robinson's widow still lives. She is 93 years old, Rachel Robinson, and she is a part of the Ken Burns story here tonight. And she looks like and sounds like an incredible woman. I've seen her on television before, actually, in years past. But she is a part of the Ken Burns production. Again, that's Jackie Robinson tonight and tomorrow night at 9 o'clock here on WKAR-TV. We are getting the baseball season started here all over Michigan as well. We're not batting 1,000, so to speak.
Right, right.
Oh, forgive the pun. But Spartan baseball is off to a solid start. I guess we had to cancel the Tiger game yesterday, but MSU spring football has fans wondering what might be ahead for 2016 as well. Let's start there, actually. The biggest question for Spartan football might be who replaces Connor Cook. What's happening on that front?
Yeah, and I do want to preface it by saying this, Mark. I mean, it seems as though every time we talk about spring football, I mean, people get excited because naturally it's college football. But I want to say it is just the spring. There's so much that can change between the spring game, which takes place Saturday, April 23rd, and, of course, on the heels of the season, which begins September 2nd, I believe, against Furman. But when discussing that conversation, of course, Mark, as you just alluded to, that is the biggest question mark coming into this year. Who is going to replace Connor Cook, the most decorated quarterback in Michigan State football history? Now, D'Antonio has come out. Last week was the sixth spring practice that Michigan State wrapped up in the media. We were allowed to go there and catch the first 10 minutes of it and talk to Coach D'Antonio. And before spring practice even began, D'Antonio announced that Tyler O'Connor is the number one quarterback as of right now going into the spring. Now, I do believe that Tyler O'Connor is the guy ahead in that race because when you look at his resume, I mean, if you remember last year, he started in place of Connor Cook, if you remember, in that 17-14 win over Ohio State. He was 7 of 12, 89 yards, even had 25 yards on the ground and threw for a touchdown. The other names in that race, though, Mark, that you can't ignore are Brian Lewerke, Messiah DeWeaver, alongside who I think is in the second slot right now to challenge O'Connor, Damian Terry. So that's the big question mark right now, but I will have to give the edge to Tyler O'Connor.
What about other key areas? Where are we strong? Where might we have some concerns?
everywhere right now, Mark. Now, what I mean by that is there's a lot that will be missing from this squad this upcoming year that was with this squad last season. I mean, they're missing 20-plus seniors going into this upcoming year. Wide receiver, an interesting statistic. When you look at the wide receivers for this team last year, Mark, MSU, get this, they had five plays of 40 yards or more last season. All three of the passes that were 40 yards or more were to players that are no longer Spartans now. So they have to rebuild on that front. The offensive line is losing a lot of power on both sides, offensive line and defensive line. Right now in the OL, Brian Allen is the only preseason all-Big Ten candidate. The defensive line right now, I believe, lacks depth. Last season, six of the starters from last year's season got injured during from the start of the opening game to postseason play. So you got to stay healthy when it comes to that line. But when you talk about defensive tackles, Malik McDowell and Craig Evans, they will be the anchors of that defensive line, Mark. Really looking forward to how they play. And also running back. Now, running back, they have so much depth there, Mark. L.J. Scott, he actually led the team in yardage last year. He had 146 carries for 699 yards and 11 touchdowns.
He's a freshman, right? Yes. So hopefully we've got L.J. for a few more years.
Exactly. You got L.J., so he'll be a sophomore this upcoming year. Gerald Holmes, Madre London, and Delton Williams. He'll be the only senior out of that running back core. Looking forward to seeing him go out with the bang his senior season. So a lot of guys are leaving this team that were so instrumental to getting this team to the college football playoff last year, but I do believe that this team has so much talent coming in. And also, I didn't even mention who I believe is right now. He's probably been the most impressive. So I hear right now, keeping my ear close to spring practice, Donnie Corley from Detroit, incoming freshman. He has put on some plays and really put on a show throughout the first few scrimmages for this squad. Watch out for Donnie Corley at the wide receiver position, Mark.
Quite a spread on MSU wrestling coach Tom Minkle in yesterday's Lansing State Journal. Really a long story about a guy that maybe we don't know anywhere near as much about Minkle as we do about Tom Izzo and Mark D'Antonio, but still he's been around for a long time. A lot of people know him. He is retiring after heading the program for a quarter of a century. What do you think Tom Minkle's legacy will be?
Oh, boy. I mean, you talk about, 25 years, his coaching tenure starting back in 1991. We've had time multiple times on current sports radio and television, and I really liked Chris Solari's piece in the Lansing State Journal because it profiled not just Tom as the coach. And I mean, he's done anything that you can imagine that a wrestling coach can do at the Big Ten level. He's done it all. He's even coached at the Olympic level. But I really thought it was kind of cool, and we've had time to talk about this, that he's experienced so much just in his life. You know what I mean? I mean, I love this. Just to read this graph really quick here, Mark, this is what Chris Solari had to say in the LSJ. That should come as no surprise. He's a man who witnessed the carnage of South American slaughterhouses, played music aboard cruise ships, taken part in international boycotts, and been thrown out of casinos. How about that? He's done that all.
Renaissance man.
Yeah, exactly, to say the least, right? Unbelievable. And he's going to be missed. He surely is going to be missed.
We are going to wish MSU wrestling coach Tom Minkle well, and we'll remind everybody that Current Sports with Al Martin airs every weekday at 1 p.m. on AM 870, and also look for Current Sports on TV with Al every week. Al Martin, thanks very much.
Hey, anytime, Mark. Thank you.